So we've got Siani Ellen here in the studio, and you're going to be at the market this weekend, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm at the Creative Market this Sunday, and we presenting our products, which is home decor and homewares.
Yeah, and we've just been looking online at all the images, and should we just list some of the things that you actually will be selling so people get an idea of what they are?
So at this stage, we've got a limited product range, but we're growing it all the time. So at the moment, we're selling hand-painted glasses, that's drinking glasses, barbecue fire starters, beautiful, gorgeous little earrings by Chai Ocean, which is Olivia Dean Chambers, and they're just delightful. We also have curtains made out of doilies, garden ties, and this month we're also showing our new product, which is knife blocks made from old books.
Okay, and how many times have you been to the market?
I think this is going to be our fifth market. We've done the whole winter series.
Okay, and you were saying to me off the air that this is kind of like market research, being at the market is a form of market research.
Yeah, this is our research and development, going to the market as well as our bricks and mortar store as we build our e-commerce store. And this is our way of creating our products, works in progress, and then asking our customers what they like, seeing what sells. We're also looking at what different markets, what sells there, so we're getting to know different demographics as well.
So you were saying that you go to the market at Tamahere and different crowd there, right?
Yeah, very different crowd there. We're supported by Colt Wines over there, and they sell products on behalf of us. And in Tamahere, people will be buying things like our fire starters, whereas in Raglan, they don't buy our fire starters as much because Raglan people collect cabbage tree leaves and they have their own solutions, whereas city folk aren't that focused on what's around them.
They just want it off the shelf, ready to go.
Yep.
Yeah. And they can go back to watching TV. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't be so sarcastic about people from Hamilton.
Yeah, sorry, Hamilton.
Yeah. Our signal doesn't get over there, so we'll probably be all right. So, what has, in terms of people's reactions at the market, what has surprised you the most? Is there something you put out there and thought, oh, we'll just see what people think about this one, but I'm not sure, and they loved it? Is there something like that?
Our fire starters have been really interesting in Whangaroa because we found that people coming back to us and saying, oh, look, I only want one because I use it for ceremonial work, the full moon. And I was like, oh, okay, I never thought about using them that way.
Right.
So for the spring equinox, I made special ceremonial fire starters with different herbs which had correspondences to the equinox, and they just went down like a treat. I'm not too sure how well they'd do in Kirikiriroa, but they're perfect for us.
So those ones you were making with daffodil petals?
Yep.
But what were you making them of to start with?
Okay, so I create a cup out of old shopping bags, the old brown paper shopping bags, which tend to breed like rabbits now. So we start with those, kind of make more of a paper mache out of them. They dry out, and then from there we add basically stuff from my garden, which has been dried out, herbs and flowers. And then we add beeswax to it. And that gives you about a 10-minute burn time. So if you're, starting up your charcoal barbecue, it gives you a wonderful way to really get that going, really simply and in a really natural way. So you're not putting all those nasty chemicals like the chemical fire starters, which a lot of people use. I mean, who wants that near their food?
Yeah, and it doesn't smell so good. Does this smell quite nice?
They smell divine.
Right, yeah.
And people buy them also just to sit pretty next to their faux fireplace, and because they're just, they are really, they're lovely just as they are. Children really, really love them, so they quite often get gifted ones free because, the kids just love all the flowers and the bits in them.
So where did the idea for that come from?
There's a few different people making them. They're not quite the same as mine. But Pinterest it.
The whole world's available, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I met a lovely young man from Australia who he had been making some. His brother worked in the wood industry, so he took wood chips and soaked them in beeswax and then just let them dry in a mould. People dip pine cones in beeswax and they become a fire starter. It just gives you, the beeswax gives you that burn time.
Yeah, you don't need to panic about getting your fire started.
Yeah.
Well,
my husband just uses one fire starter and then just puts a log straight on it. He doesn't even do kindling.
Wow. Oh, that sounds very appealing. That is, yeah, that's really appealing. Because people even sell boxes of kindling now because people are like too busy or disinterested in chopping up wood.
Yeah, and people don't like the mess. Mm. You know, people are a bit fussy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're talking about Hamilton people again, eh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know, people from Whangarei, they don't have a problem with getting their hands dirty.
So let's talk about Chai Ocean, the earrings that, again, we're looking at on a screen here just for our own reference. But just tell us about these.
So these are made by Olivia Dean Chambers, who is a local artist. She's also a wonderful painter. And she's created these gorgeous little shell earrings from casts that she's made. She's collected shells for a long time. And these are made, the cast from pottery.
Yeah.
And she does beautiful glazes. They're really popular. She's product tested them. She goes surfing in them. So we know that they're very robust.
Yeah, because you might think, oh, clay, it could break easily, but...
No, and they're super light.
Right, okay.
Yeah, that's a big thing for women, is not to have, you know, earrings which drag too much.
Which drag. Yeah, like I can't really tell from the photo how big they are. So, oh, that. So that's a centimetre and a half kind of...
Yeah, okay, on the drop.
That's really intricate then.
Yeah, they're lovely. Yeah. They're just absolutely delightful and super, super pretty.
Oh, that's. I mean, that's why
hugely
the rings.
Popular.
Okay, that's why the rings look so big there.
Yes.
Yeah, in my head they were about an inch apart, but that is the normal
ring
size.
They'd be like that otherwise.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then your ear would be falling off.
Yes.
Yeah. So, has she been making those for long, Olivia?
I think she's been making them for about a year now, and she'd been selling them to friends and on Instagram, and I convinced her that they were a stunning product and that they would sell at the market.
Yeah.
But she was she didn't think they would, and they've sold really, really well.
Right.
So she's absolutely stoked.
Now she's busy making some more, hopefully.
Yep, well, she just picked some up yesterday for the market this Sunday, so we're going to have new product with new glazes as well.
Mm. And we've got, I mean, we've... You know, the Christmas market's always the biggest market here. That's still a couple of markets away. But, yeah, I could see those really, really doing well.
Yeah, people do buy them as gifts.
Yeah. In fact, most of what you've got, I could see doing well at Christmas.
Yeah. The garden ties actually go really well as gifts. People buy them. And so they're made out of old T-shirts.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's... I mean, that's pretty easy to make, is it?
Yeah, they
just
are.
Just rip up some shirts, or do you try and do it in a nice way?
The creative people in Raglan will know about T-shirt yarn. So you cut a T-shirt so it goes circular, and then basically it's like string. And they're perfect for gardening because they rot down really easily because I use 100% cotton T-shirts.
Yep.
They're gentle on the plants. And we've got so much garment waste. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just too easy for people to buy stuff now.
Yeah, so what we're trying to do too is all our products are kind of like low impact on the earth. They're made out of recycled materials. It's like our glasses that we do. They're hand painted in the same pattern, but every single glass is different because they've been pulled from op shops or from the rubbish dump or, you know, things like that. So it's about keeping things in circulation, but presenting it in a way that works.
So we've got a picture here of like these are kind of wine glass shapes, but different heights and widths, etc. But the same sort of circular pattern on it. And you're doing those?
Yeah, they're all hand painted by me. And we've got platters coming this Sunday as well.
I'm not going to see a photo of that then.
No, they're new products as well as our knife blocks, which are a new product as well.
So, all right, the platters are, what are they?
They're recycled plates and platters from different op shops and... they're painted up again in the same design.
Yeah.
And they're smaller platters because we're all living smaller. So a lot of the things in the design stores now, when you go to get a platter for your cheese or whatever, they're all very large. But we don't live like that anymore. All the houses are getting smaller.
Yeah. Yeah, so, everything's getting smaller.
So you don't want a platter that's going to take up half your table.
Mm, okay. And what was the other thing you were talking about? The knife blocks. What were they made of again?
Old books.
So how do you do that? I mean, how do you do that? There must be some glue involved or something.
Yeah, there's glue. There is glue involved. I mean, we do try to keep things as low impact as possible, but there's some glue involved. There's leather belts involved, paint. But the paint, like things like the paint, we just pick that up from recycled centres as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's all about just keeping everything in circulation, not letting things go to waste.
Yeah. So what for you, what was the... where did the concept come from to do this?
I've always done it, and people always ask me, you know, where did you get that from? You know, well, I made it, or and people go, oh, how did you find that? And I'm really good at sourcing things secondhand, so it's just about taking those skills which I've learned over the years and making them into products.
And we should say, like, the name of the business, so that if people want to look it up, Facebook or Instagram,
Okete Falls.
Okay, and you're working on a online sales, but is that ready to go yet?
No, the online sales aren't ready yet. We're just strictly just at the market at this stage, but we're building our website as we go. I didn't feel comfortable with having an online store with just one product. Which is doable, but
it's okay if you're a real estate agent, because it's just houses, but
so I just wanted to make sure that we had a good range of things for people before the whole e-commerce, you know, website was all up and running.
And do you think these days, like over the last few decades, there's become increasing demand or desire for all the, like, everything's unique, isn't it?
Everything's unique. I think people want stories. They want to know where their products have come from. They want to know that there's something behind it. People want to be able to say, hey, I've bought this gift for you, and it's made in Whangaroa, it's made from recycled materials, met the artist, And, you know, and the same goes for, I think, most people now. We want to know where our products come from. We want to be able to sit down and tell our friends or give them as gifts or have something to talk about at dinner. Oh, hey, look at our wonderful glasses. We got them from.
So even conversation starters.
Yep.
Yeah, interesting. And are you working on some new ideas as well? Got some percolating away?
Yeah, we want to move into doing some loungewear made from, because garment waste is just ridiculous. So recycling garments into something that's comfortable enough to lounge in but smart enough to go into town. So, which perfect for us in Whangaroa.
So what kind of things specific?
So denim jeans made into loose, baggy, slouchy things. So we've got lots of skinny denim, which is like really out of fashion now. So that's going straight into landfill. So making those doorstops. Doing some concrete work, using old tools as part of them, because, again, that's another thing that just keeps coming up. So we're slowly just building things up.
What is happening with the clothing? Because
it's nuts.
Like I know when there was the community in Wairoa had the flood, and we had people over here taking a truckload of clothing over, and it's not like we missed it in our little community. What's going on out there?
Oh, it's just the whole instant fashion thing, people. It's very easy to get things very cheaply. We've also got international companies dumping garments into New Zealand as part of their their waste minimisation. So, you know, things like labels like Zara. If you're somebody who frequents op shops, you'll notice that there's these, you know, labels coming through all the time.
So it's sold here as a secondhand item.
No, as a brand new
item. And then, what's happening is people are buying online so they don't try it on as well. Is that part of the problem? So
that's one of the problems. Really.
And then they can't fit it?
Yep.
How often does that happen?
It happens a lot because people go, in New Zealand sizes I'm a large, whereas overseas for the different label you might be having to buy a triple XL to get something that fits you.
Right, okay.
You know, because people forget that international sizes are different.
Yeah.
What's a size 10 here is not a size 10 in Japan.
And also different shapes. I remember some line of guys' clothes that arrived in New Zealand quite a few years ago now. They said that people complaining that the stomachs were too large because it was made for an American crowd. And that they had to change all that.
Mm.
So don't want to diss the Americans out there, but that's what I was told.
Yeah.
And that's really interesting that nothing would fit properly.
Well, and if you think back to the early 2000s when for menswear, the European-style shirts came in and Kiwi men weren't used to shirts which were fitted through their torso.
What's going on here?
Well, they did. They all thought that of course they'd buy larger sizes so it was looser around the stomach and then the shoulders are coming down to there.
Yeah.
But now, of course, most men think nothing of a fitted shirt. You know, it's that's now normal. Yeah. And high fashion is the baggy shirts. You know, fashion just goes in circles.
It goes around, and that's part of the industry now and part of the profit.
And part of the problem, because we have basically insta fashion, so we're changing our style so rapidly now, that means that something that's good this season, I definitely can't wear next season because it's no longer fashionable.
Yeah, yeah. So that's just increasing the problem.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, some of us don't bother too much about being in and out of season, but I know plenty of people do, so mm-hmm. yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, that can contribute to it. So yeah, finding things to do with that is obviously...
It's a big thing for me. Yeah. I was involved in the fashion industry for a long period of time in different ways.
Yeah.
So finding a way to use textiles is always something that I'm looking at. So, and I still volunteer at the Raglan Community House, and I
work in the op shop there.
Yeah. So I'm in touch with the waste that's coming through. What's the high levels? What have we got going on here? So T-shirts coming through a lot. So finding something to use T-shirts for. Jeans are another one that comes through a lot. So what can I do with denim? And that's how, you know, I kind of figure out, you know, what's the problem? The problem is this, so how can I fix it?
Yeah. So, folks, we're talking to Siani Allen, who's going to have a stall. The business name is Aukere Falls, and it'll be at the market. The market's from 10 till 2 on Sunday, and it's sort of fifth or sixth time you've been there, something like that?
Yeah, I did the winter series.
So now, well, you'll have a lot more people. You might not have time to chat to everybody.
Yeah, that is the problem.
Coming to summer.
But winter was quite busy, and on the days when the weather was at its meanest were actually the days which I sold most.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That's not what I expect. Maybe the only people who go to the market on those days are people who want something.
Yeah, they're committed to, you know, giving their money away. Absolutely.
Because I'm notorious for going there just to chat to people, so I'm not a very good customer.
Yeah, but that's your job, right?
Well, true. Yeah, I can always say that. Yeah, I'll use that line. Yeah. I've got a network.
Yeah.
So where are we going with this? Oh, I was going to ask about a bricks and mortar stall. Is that on the horizon for you?
I'm going to stick to the markets. Markets is just a fantastic way to be in touch with your customers.
Yes.
It's a lot more casual. And the thing I really like about the markets is you can go there and go, right, this is a work in progress. It's not completely nutted out yet. And people are still happy to buy the product and happy to be part of the story and give their feedback.
Yeah.
But you couldn't do that in a bricks and mortar store. Say, hey, this is my work in progress.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. While I'm paying the bills.
Yeah.
Around me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, look, it's been really good to chat to you. Do you want to just remind people what you'll be selling just so they have an idea?
This week at the market, I'm going to be selling glassware, tableware, barbecue starters, for braziers and barbecues, anything basically you want to start a fire with this summer. Garden ties, beautiful lace curtains made out of lace and doilies. We've got gorgeous earrings from Chai Ocean. And garden ties. I think that's it. And my new knife blocks.
Okay, and people can check you out online where?
Yep, we're on Insta as Aukere Falls and also on Facebook.
Okay, awesome. Thanks for coming in for a chat.